And last week, I spoke with Jed Dietz, director of the Maryland Film Festival, about this year's festival, which had its kickoff last night, the opening shorts at Micah's Brown Center, the only place in the country that does it that way. The festival runs through Sunday, May the 11th. So, Jed, how are you?
I'm great.
16 years.
I know. It's amazing.
Tell me what's going on with this festival this year. Because you were always kind of moving to Sundance
and
places.
Of course, all the films are new, as they are every year, and there's some very exciting things we'll talk about. But we're also, we're pushing deeper into the Station North Arts and Entertainment District. We moved our tent village this year up to right beside Micah's Lazarus Studio Center, and so it's between that and Joe Squared. And our venues, we actually have more seats in this year's festival than we've ever had, but they're spread over some UB venues and some Micah venues and the Walters, which we've all equipped with, Dolby sound and great projection and all that. But we've created a bus system that people can, there's obviously the Charm City Circulator that comes up to the train station on the Purple Route, but we've added, with Veolia's great help, we've added a whole circulating system. And the Deutsch Foundation stepped in to help us make this transition. And as we get, develop this new film center down on the corner of Charles North, this will get a couple festivals here to get everybody used to and excited about coming into the neighborhood, hanging out at various places around the neighborhood. And it's wonderful. It's been our home for 16 years and great to sort of expand.
That's amazing. So, it's the kind of fun. That's not that far apart, and there's spaces to walk.
Yep.
Easy to get to. All of it's kind of like in the center of what's going to become a new arts district in the community. Because you're redeveloping part of it, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're developing. The city has been wonderful working with us in the state, too. And we're just starting the fundraising side of it. But we're developing the old Parkway Theater and three other buildings that run down Charles Street on the corner of Charles North. And we're going to turn that into a three-screen, 600-seat film center for bring in movies that don't come to Baltimore, these smaller independent films, and expand the revival stuff, and that kind of thing. So
amazing. So tell me what we're looking forward to this year, because many things grab you on your sojourns here to Toronto and New York and Sundance, and where you find these incredible films through you. So what have you discovered for us?
Yeah, well, I'd just start with opening night. We're the only film festival that we know of that devotes our opening night. And have for years now, to the short film. So these are films that you really very hard to find except at film festivals. And we're the only film festival that really trumpets them on opening night. And it's a great program. It's hosted by a couple of also wonderful filmmakers. One of the amazing things is it's a terrific program, but there's a wonderful film made by an Iranian, and I don't quite know how he did it. He made it on the streets of Tehran, and he's coming in from Tehran.
Really?
Be with us on opening night, yeah. Ali Asghari is his name.
Wow.
Yep. And next night, I'm just grabbing at stuff here, but next night the great documentary filmmaker Stanley Nelson is hosting a screening of his wonderful film Freedom Summer that will later play on, get a national distribution on PBS in June.
Oh, yes, about the civil rights in 64 in Mississippi.
Exactly.
Registering
African-American voters who, a very small percentage up in the whole history of the state had been registered to vote. And this was an attempt by, Bob Moses and local sharecroppers, but also, students and professors and religious people from the Northeast and Stanford and Yale and came in to try to, register African-Americans in Mississippi. And it's an incredible story, and the film is beautifully made. This is one of our most important filmmakers, and hit it out of the park again.
Wow. That's amazing. When is that going to be?
That's Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday night. Okay.
Yep. And we open Wednesday with the program, and then we have films Thursday, and then all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Gotcha.
So John Waters has chosen a film, a brand-new French film called Abuse of Weakness. It stars Isabelle Huppert, and it's made by a really talented filmmaker named Catherine Breillat. That's Friday night. Just to go back to the other end of the spectrum, on Sunday, we're showing the first movie that MGM ever made called He Who Gets Slapped. And it stars, it's a silent, of course, and it stars Lon Chaney, Norma Shearer, and John Gilbert, each of them you know, very famous actors of their era. And this will be shown in this brand new restored print with a new score by the Great Alloy Orchestra.
I was going to ask you, which Alloy Orchestra doing this year?
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're going to perform it live on Sunday morning the 11th. So, and this is the first film that the famous MGM lion, Leo the Lion, ever appeared in. and DJ Spooky is one of our guest hosts this year, and he's chosen Putney Swope,
Robert Downey Sr. film. That's a classic. Yeah.
We've got a film that has just hit the circuit, really an amazing piece of work, starring Brandy Burry, who was one of the recurring characters in The Wire. She played a political operative who had an affair with the mayor in The Wire.
Oh, right.
And this is a documentary about her sort of backing off from acting to have kids and, you know, have a more domestic life in Beacon, New York. A neighbor, a very good documentary filmmaker named Robert Greene, started to film her. And as the story evolves, you know, what you really get is a deep portrait of, you know, one woman sort of struggling with career and home life. You know, there's a film called Art and Craft about a collector, very unusual character. Also a documentary. You know, it's just, I mean, if you go on the website at MD Film Fest, you're going to get to sort of scroll through all the titles. All you have to do is click on the 2014 tab, and then it'll take you in. There's a map of the whole area as well in the How to Festival section, but you can scroll through and you can get the full write-ups that are in the program or are on the web now, and then you can go buy tickets, really explore what's coming. It's an amazing array of films. We'll have over 100 films.
So what I love the opening night shorts. It's one of my favorite things to come to. And what's Little Accidents on closing night? What is that film?
Also, it's a wonderful film. First-time filmmaker, Sarah Colangelo, produced by a guy who actually grew up here, Jason Berman. And Sarah adapted this from a short film she had made that was quite honored. She went through the Sundance Labs, and in script form, she won an award we give every year called the Maryland Filmmakers Fellowship. And when we give that, of course, it's a script, so you never know whether the film will get made. And it not only was made, but premiered at Sundance this year to great acclaim. It's got a wonderful cast, Jacob Laughlin, who was one of the kids in Mud, that movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Banks is in it. Josh Lucas is in it. But it's anchored by an emerging young actor named Boyd Holbrook, somebody you're going to hear a lot about from this point forward. And it's set in a fictional coal mining town in West Virginia, and the first accident is a coal mining accident in which 10 people die, and that sets off ripples throughout the town because, of course, everybody has some connection to those 10 people and the issues of, you know, who's to blame and what else happens. And then there are a series of other accidents that happen. And the film really addresses the question of sort of, you know, how individuals handle events is maybe not so accidental. It sets off things that maybe look like accidents, but there's a lot of personal responsibility all through this, and the choices we all make are part of what we then sometimes call accidents. And she didn't grow up in a small coal mining town, and Sarah has done it. I mean, we felt this when we saw the script years ago. She's really, I mean, I don't know the small coal mining town, so I have to be a little humble about saying this, but it feels very specific about time and place and character. And I don't know exactly how she pulled it off, but that's one of the things we'll talk to her about. She did.
You're talking about Freedom Summer. So Stanley Nelson is actually coming down to host this film.
Yeah, almost, yes. And almost everything we show, as you know, from having been at so many festival screenings, part of what you get to do is not only see these new emerging films, but you get to talk to the filmmakers. And because we don't have a competition and we're not a market festival, the filmmakers really come to each other's films a lot. So you often are interacting with filmmakers at bump into them at a restaurant getting a beer or a cup of coffee or sitting next to them at some future screening. So that's part of the whole Maryland Film Festival experience.
I mean, you've got so many interesting. You've got. We talked before we went on the air about the piece coming up, the Baltimore in Black and White.
Yep.
Which sounds like a fascinating documentary.
It is. Yeah.
Evolution of a Criminal. They're kind of connected a little bit.
Yep.
And you have Barbarella.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a, so this local based. I mean, they're international, but locally based music team, Matmos. They're a guest host this year, and they chose Barbarella. Their name, Matmos, comes from the film. And I haven't seen this film in full since it first came out, and it is amazing to see it. I mean, I think people are going to really enjoy seeing Barbarella again.
I have not seen it since it came out.
Right.
So.
Well, and it was, I mean, most of us remember it sort of for the, you know, it was sort of scandalous at the time, right? I mean, her,
right.
Jane Fonda, you know, in her full glory. I mean, she was gorgeous. I mean,
yes,
she
was. Still is, but she
was. Now, but
yes,
she
right,
was really
right.
Gorgeous then. And Roger Vadim, her husband, who made this, what was considered this very scandalous thing because she doesn't wear a lot of clothing through it. But beyond that, just sort of the fantasy of it is, it's really hilarious to look back and see this thing. And I think with them hosting it, with Matmos hosting, it's going to really be fun.
That'll be so much fun. Yeah. I'm going to go back to what I asked you before, I alluded to, but give us a sense of this Baltimore in Black and White, what this doc is about.
So this is something we've been tracking really as they were making it, and it's a documentary about one of the filmmakers' family. A couple generations earlier, was killed in the city. It was sort of a, nobody knew quite what happened. There was no overt tension or anything. It was just one of these things that happened in urban settings, and the family itself sort of tried to just deal with it and move on and all of that. And she and her filmmaking partner they wanted to explore this. And in the first few chunks of it I saw, you know, you don't know. I mean, it was whether it's going to be a movie. It was clearly a very interesting story and a based in every urban environment. And they made a terrific movie, and this is sort of the beginning of its path, and we'll see where it goes from here. But I think it'll be fascinating for these audiences on many, many levels, and I expect there will be people in the audience who have facts that the filmmakers don't know. But we're very excited about having it.
Well, I went through all the films you're having. It's just this incredible. I mean, I can't believe the number of films going to be here this year. You can't see them all.
No. Yeah, there's seven venues going really all the time, so you've got to pick and choose. But there are lots of things to see, and you know, if you come down or go online and a film's gone to wait list already, and so there aren't tickets available just yet. I mean, we always get some of the wait list in, and if you want to be sure of something, you know, just pick something else. It's all about experimenting and sort of plunging in and trying things.
And that's the fun of this festival. And there's
yep.
also the one, I mean, there's the films like Helion, which I would love to be able to see.
Yeah.
This new dramatic film and the doc Hip Hop Fellow, which I think could be really amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
And so there's some really phenomenal pieces here. And I think one of the beauties of this festival is, and I think we talk about when we're together on the air often, but we should say it again, is that unlike other festivals, this is not a place where people walk away with best prizes.
Right.
This is kind of a much more collegial, open, exploring
yep.
film. No competition involved.
Yep. Yeah, we don't even categorize films. We just list them alphabetically.
Right,
so,
right.
And other places try to put them in categories. Mm-hmm. We try to describe them accurately and then, you know, see if they're enticing to you, and then you know, you'll discover whether it's your favorite film. And people, one of the joys I have throughout the festival is people come up to me and tell me the thing that they like the best. And often they're saying it, they're surprising themselves.
So, Jed, the easiest way to do is what? Show up, buy tickets ahead of time? What should people do?
Yeah, probably the easiest. I mean, the thing, if there are a couple titles that you know you want to see, then the best way is to go online and lock them in. And then you can go right to the venue and you're all set. You know, you print out your ticket and all that stuff. So, but you can also just come to the Tent Village, our box office in the Tent Village, and see what's available and sort of with your friends, you know, think about how you want to spend your day, you know, and you want to, if you want to see a couple films and then go hang out at one of the local places to eat and then go see another one, or, you know, that's the fun of it, is if you come in, then you can pick and choose and see what you want to see.
Well, once again, this is the place to be every year. It's getting better and better by the year. 16th year, May 7th through 11th. Very simple. It's md-filmfest.com, and we'll have that on our website as well. And you can go right there and see the map of where things are, look at the films. There's so many things. There's something there for everyone, and even if you don't think it's for you, it probably is.
So. That's true. You just said something very profound.
All right, Jitties, I know you have a lot of work to do, so thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Always fun.
And good luck.
Thanks so much.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. To hear the show again, podcast past shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. For Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.